Now a Halloween story about bats and spirits. Not spooky spirits. We're talking tequila. NPR's Netta Ulubi went to a Mexican bar in Washington, D.C. to research the connection between bats and booze.
It's a Halloween happy hour hosted by the head of a group called Bat Conservation International.
And we're here at a bar tonight to talk about them because they are intimately tied to agave.
Agave, the spiky desert plant used to make mezcal, tequila, and by extension, the delicious-looking margarita someone's offering me right now.
There you go.
You can't have tequila without agave, and it's hard to have agave without bats, says Mike Dalton. He runs the Bat Conservation Group, and he says industrial agave farming affects both the plants and the bats that pollinate them.
The tequila industry has seen 60% growth in the last 10 years. At the super premium level, where you're spending $30 a bottle or more, it's more like 400% growth. And so that means you have to grow a lot of agave.
And the problem with that? We'll let Michaela Jemison explain. She also works for Bat Conservation International, and she's adorned appropriately in bat-themed jewelry.
So a lot of the agaves that we make tequila from are actually clones of each other. They're not actually naturally pollinated.
They're clones?
Yeah, they're pretty much clones of each other.
Growing genetically identical plants is easy and cheap for a big tequila company, but they're vulnerable. Fungus or disease could wipe them all out. Bats are the answer. Jemison says three kinds of bats create genetic diversity in agave by mixing up their pollen.
The Mexican long-nosed bat, the lesser long-nosed bat, and the Mexican long-tongued bat.
Notice a bit of a theme? There's a kind of pollinating bat that has a tongue longer than its body.
You think how would it fit in its mouth?
Yes. How?
It actually has to roll its tongue up in the back of its throat to fit it all in.
Consider that when planning your next Halloween costume. Jemison says these bats need Gene Simmons-esque tongues when they hover over fertile agave stems stuffed with pollen.
And use their long tongues to actually dig into the flower and get out that really awesome nectar for them to eat. So they actually literally get their heads covered in this pollen. And as they're going from agave plant to agave plant, they're pollinating them at the same time.
If you want to hear cocktail chatter about bats, this is the place. Bats have belly buttons. They're the second largest group of mammals in the world. People here drinking take bats very seriously. Joaquin Meza is part of a group called the Tequila Interchange Project that tries to make tequila production more bat positive. Growing up in Mexico, he says he never thought of bats as anything but
evil, scary creatures. You know, I saw a bat and I wanted to run away. And now I understand what it could do, like bees.
Now Meza wants to convince tequila producers to create bat-friendly labels, putting, if you will, a little boo back in booze. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.